Hello, and welcome to episode 119 of Bardic Quest. Our heroes are in the midst of battle with the Black Spider once again, who is looking to make a second escape after conjuring some magical darkness. Can our heroes track him down in the middle of this fight and put an end to his schemes? Let's find out. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. And as he has mentioned that he is going to make his escape, I will let those of you engaged with him attempt to make an opportunity attack, but you will be doing so with disadvantage because he's already declared that he is leaving. So you know that he's planning to leave your threat zone. So if you wanted to take an opportunity attack against him, with disadvantage, Saga and Thoric, you are welcome to do so.
Yes.
Can I opportunity grapple, please? As it's an attack action.
Yes.
Obviously with disadvantage.
Yeah. So it will be a competing strength check.
I'm just going to go for where I think he is and just like bear hug.
Nice.
The air in front of me.
Yeah, go for it.
Work, but not my worst work either. That's a 13 for Thoric.
You lunge forward into the darkness, just hoping to grab hold of him. You suddenly hear and feel, you feel yourself wrap your arms around him, and you hear a, "Let go of me, God damn it!" And you have him grappled.
I've got him.
He's
so lucky. Sorry, just shouts. I've got him!
Now, Saga, what would you like to do? You are still welcome, because he has still left the threat zone. So Thoric's grabbed him just as he's leaving. So you do.
Yeah.
I will still give you the opportunity for the attack of opportunity if you want to take it.
Oh, definitely. Is there a chance I might accidentally hit Thoric, though?
Only if you rolled really bad.
Okay, bad roll one. Okay, yeah, and definitely.
Would my grapple, seeing as I suppose it's happening simultaneously.
It is happening technically simultaneously.
Yeah.
So, with disadvantage, another swipe. Which is 11.
I'm afraid not. No, you do feel your blade kind of bounce off of something, there's kind of like almost like a thrum that kind of echoes around the cave as you whatever you hits, doesn't actually do any damage to him, I'm afraid. But Thoric does have him now very much in his mitts. So
hold on. Is what she says.
All right. I think then that's probably going to be his go. Johan, you currently can't see a damned thing, but you have heard Thoric cry out, "I've got him," and Saga cry out, "Hold on," just in front of you. But you can't actually see anything.
So presumably if I walk towards Thoric's voice, then I'll come across two grappling figures.
In theory, yes.
God.
I do so.
Okay. Obviously, any attacks or anything that you want to make, because you kind of have a good idea of roughly where they are, you will still be rolling with disadvantage, obviously, because you can't see anything, which is why it's only theoretical that you might find them, of course. What would you like to do once you get there?
Ah, okay. Johan draws a dagger that he's been saving for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember earlier, he had a go with his poisonous kit and created a poison and put it on one of his daggers. I think it's time. And Johan just kind of bellows impotently into the dark, "You will not escape me this time!" And, he goes to kind of raise it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I don't want to hit Thoric.
I mean, you'd have to roll really bad, as in sort of natural one.
I know, but the thought of stabbing Thoric is just... I can't do it. So he just kind of stares at it and just into the dark. And he shouts out, "Thoric!"
One thing I will say, actually, this might change things for you a little bit.
Okay.
Technically speaking, he's now grappled and this is now not happening simultaneously with the grappling.
Yeah.
Which means that actually... that should, I believe, cancel out. Does that cancel out the... hang on. I'm getting my conditions confused.
It would. It depends what you're kind of saying in terms of the context of darkness and picking targets.
Well, because he knows roughly where he is, because of the sound of your voice...
Yeah.
And he's not moved very far from where he was either. So I think he's got a fair idea of where he is. Grappled.
I suppose it kind of represents Thoric kind of holding him, trying to expose him, making him an easier target, I guess.
Although, the grappled condition doesn't state anything about advantage. So I actually don't think it does cancel it out.
Oh. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, there's grappled, and then there's another one that's very similar. Is it restrained?
Technically, he's restrained.
I think it's restrained, yeah. But restraint is different to being grappled. Let me have a look. I'm getting into the nitty-gritty here now. Grapple attack. That's what I need. Actions in combat. Making an attack. Oh, I see. Now I'm not sure how to rule this. Now that I've said it, grapple. Okay. So, grapple. No. You're not technically. He's not technically restrained.
No. You're
if you
right,
succeed,
yeah.
the subject the target to the grappled condition, which is not the same. So no, it doesn't cancel it out. I'm afraid.
Cool.
Sorry.
No, this is good.
Got your hopes up there, Ollie, I'm afraid. But no, okay. Technically he's not. It won't cancel it out.
What if I attempt to grapple him also?
I mean, you could attempt to grapple him also. It would give him, I suppose, disadvantage on trying to break free of the grapple.
Yeah, then I attempt... I put it away and think soon. But I...
It's like a black spider pylon.
Literally, he ain't getting away this time. You have evaded my grasp too many times. So Johan instead piles in Thoric's direction and grabs at whatever flesh he can feel.
All right, I will, for sake of ease, I will essentially count that as the help action. which okay. will, rather than give Thoric advantage, will give the Black Spider disadvantage. Oh no, it's a contested one to break free anyway. So yeah, we'll give Thoric advantage on the grapple, the contested roll. All right, wonderful. Next up then, Thoric, you actually have him grappled now. It is your go.
I do.
Johan piling on. It's still dark though. You still can't see a thing.
It is. I'm just trying to find something. I'm just trying to find grappling him. Because I think I count as being grappled as well.
Let me see. If you succeed, I don't believe you do.
The time.
But if you leave the... If you move away, obviously the grapple breaks.
Okay. I can move a grappled creature. So I am going to...
Speed is halved, but yes.
My speed is halved, but I'm going to try and drag him. If it's centered on him, I'm going to go away from the edge and like towards the back wall, like opposite side of the... with the ledge we came from.
Yeah, on the other
I'm just going to drag him in that direction.
Okay, cool. All right. To try and take him out of the darkness, essentially?
Yeah, do I have to make another grapple, or...?
No, apparently not. When you move, you can drag or carry the grapple creature with you, but your speed is halved.
In which case, I'm going to literally have him, like, tucked up in, like... sort of like my arms under his chin, kind of literally pulling away, my hands like underneath his shoulder, literally dragging him back. Mm-hmm. And Thoric has kind of like brought him down to dwarven height, and he's going to just hiss maliciously in his ear, "Drop." And I'm going to use command at third level to make him drop his spellcasting focuses, aka his staff.
Very nice.
So if he fails, the target drops whatever he's holding. I can affect additional creatures, but that doesn't serve me.
Sure.
I don't want my...
Is that a wisdom saving throw?
That is a wisdom saving throw, DC 14.
I'm afraid that's a dirty 20.
Fair enough.
On the saving throw.
He's probably quite good at those things.
Apart from when getting mocked viciously.
Yes.
Yes.
He has self-esteem issues, apparently.
Yeah, he can't take it. Just
in an equal attempt at being just as commanding, he responds by saying, "How about you let me go?"
I just, like, jostle him with my skull. Like, it's not enough to, like, actually hurt him. I'm just sure. Like, shut up. And just pulling him back.
All right. Anything else you'd like to do?
No.
Righto.
Thank you. I've moved him 15 feet. I assume not. I can't remember what. How wide it is.
Because it's half your movement, you're not quite out the darkness, I'm afraid.
I wouldn't know. It's dark. Who knows? True. Who knows how long this it could be? But he's just dragging him in a direction.
Sergey, you are free to move. You are no longer webbed. What would you like to do?
It is pitch dark, though, isn't it?
It is pitch dark. Yes.
Okay. I want to make a run for the exit. Could we see the exit before it went dark?
You could.
Okay.
Which was so behind the Black Spider.
That's fine. I'm going to get out my lute and start just aggressively strumming and try as best I can to use a bit of sort of bat-like echolocation. And I'm just going to sprint full pelt at the direction that I think the exit was in. If anything, it's fear tactics.
Sure. All right. As you are about 10 feet into your movement, you Your shoulder bounces off of someone or something. Saga, you feel something bounce off of, like, your waist. And you hear this loop playing and this screaming. But you can keep going. Saga.
I shall continue.
What's your speed? 30?
It might. No, it's 25, actually.
25. All right.
Yeah.
Are you dashing or just moving?
I will dash.
All right.
We'll use every scrum of energy I have.
In which case, then, you emerge in a tunnel with this blackness, this pure blackness just behind you. Even darker than you would expect a dark tunnel to be. And even your... oh, no, you don't have dark vision, do you? As a halfling. Never mind. But yes, even darker... behind you. You can hear a bit of a kerfuffle coming from the, as you're looking back, the right-hand side of the tunnel in the darkness. You can get out of there with maybe another 15 feet of movement to go.
Hmm.
So by the time you come out... What's that, sorry?
Is it light? Or
it is
dark?
Light outside.
Oh, okay, cool, it's daytime. I will have I got any movement left?
You do. You have about 15 feet of movement left.
Ah, brilliant. I will move 10 feet back, but I will continually strum so they have
So you're going back into the darkness?
Oh no, away from the darkness.
Away from the darkness. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of covering the exit.
Sure. All right. Great. Anything else? You got a bonus action?
I do. I think mending is a bonus action, isn't it? I'll mend any tears, make myself look presentable in case, you know, any more riffraff comes in. I don't want them seeing this maniac strumming a guitar. Of entrance.
Just strumming.
Priorities.
Oh, just start sewing up your jacket.
Yeah, just start sewing myself back up.
All right, this brings us to the top of round four then. Saga, you've just been barged into by what you presume to be Sergo. You can't see a damned thing.
I'm still guessing the pylons in front of me, though.
Is that one of those, like, comedy clouds? The occasional fist.
Perfect limbs.
You'd have heard me, like, drag him off.
Yeah.
You know
that he's not stood directly in front of you anymore.
Okay. I'm going to move towards the noise, as in Thoric dragging him off.
Okay. How far do you want to move?
Until I find something. This is still dark, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's literally going to be this kind of thing until I find something.
All right. how am I going to do this? Do you want to give me a investigation check with disadvantage because of the darkness?
Sure.
Because you're going in the general direction. I just want to see how well you manage to gauge.
One of them was a nat 20, but the other one's a 9 plus. It's a 10.
All right. You emerge from the darkness, and you can see this tunnel, and Sergei sewing up himself with his song of mending.
Oh, hello.
So, okay.
There is darkness behind you.
Where are they?
It beats me. I thought you might know.
I'm going to turn back and go towards... Start going towards the darkness again.
Going to go back into the darkness.
Yeah.
I expect him to go, ooh.
All right. So are you gonna, that would count as a dash for you. Did you want to do that?
Well, I'm not going to do anything else with my action, am I? So, yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yes.
How far into the darkness do you want to go?
Until I hit something.
Oh, keep my goodness.
Swinging into the dark.
Well, not I love ducks.
Or like,
right on the other side, and Gundren's just there.
And, you know, I'm doing the blind walk until all I right. find a body.
Okay, cool. Now it's Gundren's turn.
So do I find something?
No. Just darkness. Gundren's go, and he... You hear... Have I lost Anina? She's rage quit.
No, she's role-playing. She's darkness.
Oh, no, I think... She's showing up as still there, so I'm guessing she has darkness. all right. So Gundren kind of... you hear Gundren's voice going... is everything okay up there?
What a strange collection of noises he must be hearing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to be his go. Now it's the black spider's turn. I guess he's going to have to use his action to try and break free of this grapple, which you have advantage on, Thoric. So we will do a contested athletics check.
23.
Oh. All right. You feel him struggle to try and break free, but the bear hug that you are placing upon him is too strong for his quite slim frame.
I'm just there choking. I'm just like, trust me, I'm a cleric.
That is going to be his go. Johan, you are also in the darkness here. What would you like to do?
I feel like most of my typical Johan-esque moves are out of the question right now. So I will attempt an unarmed strike at the black spider's face.
All right. At the moment, you also know that he's not directly in front of you because Thoric has dragged him off. So,
was I not attached to him?
Oh, sorry, yes, I forgot you were still grappled with him, that's right.
So right. I've dragged both of you with me.
Yes.
Bit of a conga line, really.
I had forgot that you were still there. Yes, okay. Yeah, absolutely, go for an unarmed strike then. Roll to hit. Right, this is going to be with disadvantage because you can't actually see him, and it doesn't actually... The grapple doesn't counter out the darkness, unfortunately.
Okay.
If you nap one, you're just going to gut punch me, it's fine.
I'm not going to hurt you. You're wearing like heavy armor, and you're quite a hardy folk. So like,
I imagine you've got very bony hands. So you know,
that's why I'm dangerous. Okay, so the lowest score roll was a 13.
A 13. You hear a familiar thrum. As your fist just kind of bounces off of something.
What's it bounced off?
Well, not Thoric, that's for sure.
No. That's good.
Because Thoric doesn't feel anything. So either it was a very weak punch or it wasn't.
Flying off the shield.
But it does bounce off of something, and you do hear a bit of a kind of like. Well, what can only be described as a magical thrum. Almost like a boing. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to do, Johan?
I just imagine like a cartoon muscle go. Oh gosh. Because I have the dual wield feet, and I do have two fists. Can I hit him again?
I guess so. I'm going to say yes for now. That's one I'm going to have to look up.
If a dagger is a light weapon, he has surely like minus weight.
Well, he has the dual wielder feat anyway, so I can't see any reason why not. So I'm going to rule yes for now.
Lovely.
Makes sense.
As if you need the dual wielder feat to utilize both fists.
Could be his knee. His knee is definitely a light weapon. Kick him where it hurts.
Okay, that one with disadvantage. No.
It is with disadvantage.
Sorry, don't worry, disadvantage. No.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a 14.
A 14 will hit as you manage to fuck him one, so to speak. roll is unarmed. Unarmed is one. Is that?
It's one plus strength.
I couldn't remember if it was 1d4. If it was one plus the strength.
Two bludgeoning damage.
Two bludgeoning damage.
Old brittle bones
to the black spider, which is not enough for him to go limp in your arms, Thoric, I'm afraid, but is enough to let him cry out in pain as you hit him around what you think, Johan, might have been his jaw.
Ooh.
So yeah, like the I first feel time
his, like, head just kind of whip.
Yeah.
I just imagine him going like, ah! And then like having his smirking face clocked.
But Thoric just shouts, "You got him! Nice one!"
Thoric. He's still kind of wriggling around trying to break free as you're grappling him.
I'm going to continue to drag him towards Sergei. Is he, like, I think I heard a Sergei. I hear strumming
you
somewhere.
You can hear strumming, certainly. And
drag in that direction 15 feet or up to 15 feet.
All right. It certainly doesn't take you long, actually. Only about 5 feet as you emerge from the darkness with the black spider in tow, and Johan, for that matter. What would you like to do now that you can see them both?
Brilliant. I would like to use my action. Technically, it's called the shove action, where I'm going to use an athletics, and he can... I don't know whether he can do... In the rules, it says he can either use athletics or acrobatics to contest it. I don't know if that changes because he's grappled, but you're cool. I am going to, like, use my... Because I'm sort of, like, dragging him backwards, I'm going to step on the back of his leg to, like, get him down to a knee and just, like, throw him to the floor.
Okay.
So instead of pushing him 5 feet, I can choose to either push him 5 feet away from me or knock him prone. And that's the one I'm aiming to do.
Essentially a shove action, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Okay. I would say, because he can actually use an acrobatics to try and break free of a grapple.
Fair.
So I will say that he can use acrobatics if he likes.
Am I still at advantage with this?
You are still at advantage. I would say no, actually, because because he was assisting you with the grapple rather than shoving him to the ground.
I can assist him with shoving him to the ground.
How'd you get on?
That is an 8.
It's a 19 for him as he manages to, almost as he takes the opportunity, as you change your grip to shove him to the ground, he uses that opportunity to kind of almost like step aside to a degree and kind of uses his feet to brace himself as you try and go for that shove. Anything
Fair
else you'd
enough.
Like to do?
I don't think I can. No. That's... That's me. I'm just, as he sort of like breaks my grip, I'm just going to say, "There you are, you prick."
All right. And he's now looking, he's not in a good way. He's looking quite weak, quite shaken up. That shit-eating grin, a thing very much of the past now. Doesn't even look like he's up for smack talk anymore either. At this point,
I just interpose where I'm pulling him. I've interposed myself between the door and darkness, so he's like 15 foot away from the darkness with me and Sergei, and in between him and an exit.
Righto. Okay, no problem. Alrighty. Next up then, Sergei, you've seen Thoric and Johan and the Black Spider emerge from this darkness right in front of you. The darkness that Saga's just gone back into, by the way.
Saga, you look different.
What would you like to do?
Is the black spider still holding... Was it a staff that he had?
Yes, he is still holding that staff.
I'm going to run forward, dive, and try and grab the staff out of his hands.
Okay, so we'll do this as a, what, a disarm action?
Yes.
Which is a rare action, but it is one in the Dungeon Master's Guide. So let me have a look. Disarm. Where is that? I think it's like a grapple. I think.
Consult the Book of Hands.
It's not coming up on D&D Beyond when I search it in, which is annoying. Because that would have been a lot quicker. Disarm. 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 271. Disarm. Yep. Works basically the same way.
Cool.
So, athletics or dexterity, your choice.
That's not bad.
And they compete. So, which... I suppose they can go for either as well.
I will go for an athletics. So okay. That is a 15.
All right. You run in, try and pull this staff from his grip. But I'm afraid he rolled a 19. So he manages to cling on to that staff. And it kind of turns into like Yoda and R2-D2 fighting over the the torch. mine! As he's kind of like wrestling for control of this staff from his hand. But he does still have it in his grip, I'm afraid. What would you like to do? Any bonus action?
My God, I've been blinded. Can I spit in his eyes?
Sure.
Is that yeah. Allowed?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to give you any mechanical benefits for it, as it's a...
Well, grappling. Wow. I don't know if it's coming up on your screen, but it looks like I'm being summoned to
you
the
are
gods.
Looking. You are looking pretty holy right now.
Yeah. That's the holiest move Sergei's ever done. Just spitting in the black spider's eye. Yeah, I'll just spit in his eye.
Again, he's looking really weary. In fact, your surprise is still managing to cling on to that staff with how weak he's looking right now. And he almost pays your spit in his face almost no heed, as he's just focus. His pure focus now is on not letting you get this staff from him. All right, that brings us then to the top of round 5. Saga, you are in the darkness right now. You can hear behind you a lot of kerfuffle.
Over here.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn around and go towards the kerfuffle.
All right. I'm not gonna have you roll in an investigation check here, because you're not trying to look for anything specific beyond going in that general direction. So you do eventually then emerge about 5 feet ish away from maybe more like 10 feet away from Johan and the black spider. You will have used your whole movement though to emerge from the darkness, because you use your whole movement to go back into the darkness. So you have an action and a bonus action remaining, but you can see the black spider, who is currently tussling with Sergei for the staff.
Crossbow. The black spider.
Nice. All right. Roll to hit for me then, please. I'm afraid there's that familiar flash as his magical defenses prevent your crossbow bolt from hitting him.
Extra attack.
Go for it.
Come on.
Shoot him in the face.
Okay, that's better. Not 19.
A 19 will hit. Roll for damage for me.
Come on.
I'm going to have to look up the reloading of a hand crossbow, but I'm going with it for now.
7 points of damage. Please.
How are you finishing him?
Oh.
Oh. What angle did I see Halfrun at? Behind, like sideways, back.
As he's tussling with Sergei, so he's kind of got his back towards you at this point.
Oh, I want to get right there.
Do
right in the
have...
neck.
I don't
right
mean
inside
to
the neck.
Steal the catharsis from this moment, but do we have anything to ask him?
I'm past talking. Yeah,
there was a point to ask that question, and it wasn't now.
And you fire this crossbow bolt into his neck, and Sergei, as he's tussling for control of this staff, you see a look of pure shock come across his face, as almost like you watch the blood drain from his face as he suddenly loosens his grip on the staff, which is now in your hands, as he drops and collapses to the ground, face down in the dirt.
Yeah. He just lifts the crossbow like this.
And the darkness dissipates.
And she's panting like this.
Soga, you're back.
I'm back.
Nice. Everyone okay?
Nice shot.
Thank you.
Now, do we want to ask him anything? Because I don't know. He starts to like go over to the black spider and sort of looking in his eyes and like breaks each end of the arrow off and sort of has his fist on it ready to like pull it out and heal. We can maybe stop this. Needs to be now or never. I've got a few seconds to stop this.
I just wanted to take a quick moment to say a huge, massive thank you to all of our patrons who have brought this show to you today. So a massive thank you from us to you, to Nigel Raggett, Rebecca Hill, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Robert Treadwell, and Gary Lloyd. Again, a huge thank you from us for all of your support and making everything that we're doing with this show possible.